When it's 16 minutes, 17 minutes after 5, South African time, it's a beautiful, mashallah, Tuesday morning, the 29th of Muharram, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved senior Ustad early this morning. Ustad, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri. وَيَسِلِّي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 29th of Muharram, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wala, we focus on chapter 16, Surah Nahl, and verses 97 and 98. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla states, Man amila saliha, whosoever does righteous deeds, good actions. So the condition will be three. Number one, the person must have Iman, Islam. He must be a true believer in Islam. Second one, the manner, method the person executes that action must be according to that of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, just now I will go for prayer. So we read two and we read two. So the first two we read already, and the second two we read in congregation. Now if a person reads it three or four rakats and units, so obviously it will be rejected and will not be accepted. And third will be, it must be done with ikhlas and sincerity, that is solely only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. There are many other conditions, but these three are the most important. That is what Iman and Islam. Then number two, Ittiba'un Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immaculately to follow the Master, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and sincerity. Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha. Whosoever does a good action, male or female. So whether the male does it or the female does it, they will be rewarded handsomely by Almighty Allah. And sometimes today, the Western media, the negative propaganda, so they say, where's the women's rights and so forth. Let me give you three examples. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, authentic hadith, open targhib wa tarheeb, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, so many compilations, and you will find the Master alayhi salatu salam said, jihadu kunna al-hajj. Your jihad, O women, is hajj. So I perform pilgrimage, my wife perform pilgrimage, my wife's reward is much more than mine. I receive the reward of Hajj and pilgrimage. She, my mother, my daughter, my sister. So remember that they will receive the reward of Hajj, pilgrimage and of jihad as well. Subhanallah. So that is what Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. Now the lady conceives and she is married and so forth, and now the gestation, the pregnancy continues. Hamalatu ummuhu wahanan ala wahanin. Every day that passes by, she's getting weaker and weaker. So all that reward is only for the women. Then she will give birth. It's called labor pains. They know what they go through. I asked my beloved mother, and she said, it's a moment you think you are going to pass away. So you must remember, no male male goes through that, and then the breastfeeding. So all those rewards are exclusively for the ladies and our mothers and sisters. That is what Islam has done, that elevate the rank and status of women even greater than men in certain instances. Prior to Islam, remember that the women and children would not inherit. And when the laws of inheritance were brought, enshrined in the noble Quran and in the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi salam, we have the first category called the Zawil Furuz. Zawil Furuz means Quranic heirs, whose shares are designated, specified by the by Almighty Allah Himself, and by the Master, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi sallam. There are 12 categories. 8 are females and 4 are male. Who's getting double? Who's getting single? So that is Islam. There's no need for us to be apologetic. There's no need for us to compromise. We have the best and we must share it with the rest. Man amila salihan min dhakarin aw untha wa huwa mu'minun. Whosoever carries out righteous deeds and actions, male or female, waw haliya, whilst they are such, they have that person, male, female. Huwa refers to male, but the meaning is male, female, whilst they have iman, they believe in all the articles of faith, their aqidah and belief structures are correct. So what will Almighty Allah do? Almighty Allah knows us, He created us, that human beings love incentives. فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاتٍ طَيِّبًا. We will surely give you such a life that is pure, that is chaste. There's no wine, there's no swine, there's no gay brigade, there is no gambling. All those haram activities will not be there. A pure and a chaste life. Voila, that is a bonus Allah gives us. If the bonus is so good, then what do we think about the maximum optimum reward? مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِيَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, various compilations, which no eye has ever seen or imagined, no what no ear has ever perceived and comprehended, what is beyond our perception and comprehension. وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. We will surely reward you, and the reward بِأَحْسَن, the best of the best, the maximum, the optimum. And remember, Allah ke yaha ginti dahi, Allah ke yaha wazan hai. Allah does not count the actions, Allah weighs the actions. That our sincerity, that are we really doing it for the love and pleasure of Allah? Ma kanu ya'malun. Because of your deeds and actions that you continued right till the time of that person's death. Now we're going to read the noble Quran like I read this morning in front of you. So Quran Sharif, the noble Quran, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters and surahs, 540 rukus and sections. So all this is the Quran Sharif. So before we touch the noble Quran, we must have wudu. We must have ablution. I cannot touch. I'm touching the Quran Sharif now, the noble Quran. So I can't touch it without ablution, because it is Kalamullah Azza wa Jalla. It is the direct speech of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So therefore we have these laws, and Almighty Allah has enshrined and mentioned it in the noble Quran. La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun. Chapter 56, verse 79. None can touch the noble Quran except in the state of cleanliness, meaning ablution and so forth. So before we start reciting the noble Quran, what should we do? فَإِذَا قَرَعَتَ الْقُرْآنِ. If you take the literal meaning, it means when you finish read the Quran. Obviously that is not the meaning. Qara'ata, fi'l ma'zi, a verb in the past tense, preceded by idha. So the meaning goes to the future. Fa'idha qara'ata al-Qur'ana. When you make the intention to recite the Qur'an, then what must you do? Fasta'idh billah. Then seek the protection of Almighty Allah. Min ash-shaytanir rajim. From Satan, from Lucifer, the one who is accursed, and the one who was expelled and kicked out from paradise, never to see it again. Mistake our people make. Before they read a hadith kitab, before they read another book, then they say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, that's wrong. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim is for Quran Sharif only, not for any other kitab. Even Bukhari Sharif, you start reading a hadith, you say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, that's not correct. Remember that. Yes, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We read before we recite the Quran Sharif. Before we read any kitab, any book that is permissible to read, so that is important and very, very significant. Kullu amrin dhi balin lam yubda bi bismillah fa wa abtar fa wa aqta. Open Abu Dawood, open that Kanzul Ummal, and so many hadith kitabs and so forth. You will find all this here. So when you're doing an action that is permissible, say bismillah. Take the name of Almighty Allah. If you don't do that, that action will be aqta, cut off, devoid and deprived of barakah, blessing and reward and so forth. So before eating, before sleeping, before driving, before anything that is permissible, bismillah, in the name of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. So why should we read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajim? We read it so that whilst we are busy now with the Quran Sharif, Allah protects us from the whisperings of shaitan. You was Risufi Sudurin Nas. Shaitan will come. There's a nice program on TV. There's a hot match taking place, cup final. And remember that wife wants to go for shopping. The son wants to buy a new cell phone computer. So all these waswasa and whisperings will come. So when we read A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajim, we expel all these whisperings of shaitan. And we read Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. We invoke and beg and petition Almighty Allah for His special mercy to envelope us. Today, dear brothers, sister, is the 29th of Muharram, so we should scan the sky this evening after Maghrib, 15 hours moon. So remember, the chances are very slim, but we have to continue our duty with beauty, and we will wait for our moon samis and our man cakers and see what they say. So 90%, 70%, the moon will not be sighted. So tomorrow then will be, that is Wednesday 30th of Muharram, and tomorrow evening after Maghrib, that is Wednesday night, will usher in the month of Safar. So remember that, scan the sky tonight, inshallah al-Aziz, between 11 and 12 we will have the bliss of marriage with Mawana Arafat Hatia and myself, inshallah. Barakallahu fik.
Ustad, we've got here brother Elliot, E-L-I-O-T. He says he is Dumisani's friend. He says, I was told to ask you for some advice. Sir, my dad is 96 years old and was arrested for outstanding fines for stopping past the stop line in all cases. Sir, I don't have money for bail. How do I make a plea to get him out? He's not a criminal. Brother Elliot, Ustad.
I am really surprised that 96 years old and your father is still driving. That itself is a bit strange, you know. So second one is this, that you must go there, and I must just say that there are mitigating circumstances, that is an old person and so forth and so on. And if you got some Muslim friends or what have you, then tell them they must give you interest money, and you can then raise the bail and so forth and so on. So the only way, I'm no lawyer, but common sense can tell us that on compassionate grounds, 96 years old, and tell your father no more driving now. So that is for your father. And to get your father out from the hellhole, the prison, so remember that either you get interest money from the Muslims or anybody else. And the third one will be, if the matter has to go to court and so forth, they will ask you any mitigating circumstances. circumstances, ask your father. He must say that he is not a criminal, and remember his whole life is there, and that is, it is on compassionate grounds that you are asking, you must remember. So they will show some sympathy and leniency, inshallah.
Somebody says, your Ustad, it is said that du'as are readily accepted when it rains. Does the same be for a person whole lives in an area of sin, Ustad?
Remember that dua is accepted from every person. The hadith that when it rains, remember, at that time duas are accepted is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Al-Imam Shafi'i also, rahimahullah, used to say that. What is rain? وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَتُ وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَهُ. He, Almighty Allah, sends down the rain. People became disillusioned. They said no more rain will come, and then Almighty Allah scatters His mercy. Allah calls rain mercy. Write down, make mental notes. Whilst it's raining and it starts raining, take your hand out and let few droplets fall on your hand or any part of your body like that which you can expose, and read hadithu ahdin bi Rabbi, hadithu ahdin bi Rabbi, that Ya Allah, this is your latest bounty and favor which you are showering upon us. Every droplet, a bounty, favor of Almighty Allah upon humanity and the entire creation. When it rains, now it's raining. So in English you say cats and dogs. So it's raining so much. Allahumma sayyiban nafi'ah. Oh Almighty Allah, make it beneficial rain, not destructive rain. We saw what happened there in America, Louisiana, and all these places, the trail of destruction. Remember that Ida came and destroyed them. There you see, second dua. Third, the rain came and it stopped. So what must we say? Mutirna bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi. It rained upon us with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. There is no rain. Then you say, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, O Almighty Allah, send your rain upon us. It rains too much now. So we say, Ya Allah, send the rain, but not upon us. Send it to the other areas. Allahumma hawalayna wala alayna. All these duas you will find in Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmed, various compilations, Muslim Sharif. So therefore, learn these masnoon and beautiful duas.
Ustad, brother Andre is asking, is there any way or possible chance where you can form your own party and we can vote for you instead of voting for the others who start?
So one man, one vote, my brother Andre. I only got one vote. You know who's my vote? So I'm the prime minister and my wife give me one vote. So my party got one man, one vote. So one man, one wife, my brother. Where we can enter in politics now? You know how it is and so forth. So remember that today you put 100 politicians, 80, 90 are corrupt. You must remember that. It's not only South Africa. Yeah, the corruption might be much more, but 80% of the world, Muslim country, Arab country, non-Muslim country. So that is how today's politicians are. So we say, you see, my brother Andre, I want to teach you a nice lesson now. You see, Taliban, my brothers, they conquered the whole of Afghanistan. They humiliated, then they defeated America and 47 other countries. Each one had to run with the tails between their legs and humiliated forever and ever. They can write whatever narrative they want to. Now the Taliban is forming the government. So what did they say? That the ministers, their wages will be like the normal worker and those. See ours, millions and millions, but still they say is not sufficient. You must remember that. If I am prime minister, president, first thing I will do is cut down the size of the government. So you have to lead by example and cut their wages also. So that is what you have to do, my brother, in Islam. When you become the ruler, the leader, you have to lead by example. It is not self-enrichment for you and your family and tenders and so forth. That is the greed of human being. Chapter 100 and verse number number 8, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. This human being is madly, intensely in love with this wealth, and that leads to the ingratitude of the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah. So you, my brother Andre, you got some homework to do today. Chapter 100 of the Noble Quran, verses 6, 7 and 8.
Ustad, let's go to Mauritius. Sister wants to know if Muftisab could please give the dua for contemplation. Ustad, from Mauritius.
So you must remember that Quran Kareem states contemplation is tafakkur. So awalam yatafakkaru. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa akhtilafi al-layli wal nahar. So and then la ayati li ulil albab. Alladhina yadhkuruna allaha qiyamu wa qu'udu wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati. So the dua is in the Quran Sharif, my sister, my brother in Mauritius, in Port Louis. So what is the dua? Come, we all going to read it now. And remember, I give you the reference, so you read it. So Almighty Allah teaches us, remember, in chapter number 3, Surah Ali Imran, the last ruku, the last section of it. And then we reading the dua now. Chapter 3, verse 191. So there in 191 you will find Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. Oh, our beloved sustainer, nourisher, provider, you did not create this cosmos and universe without a purpose, without a reason. Everything has a reason, but me and you with our puny little brains, we cannot fathom, comprehend and perceive the creation of Allah. Look at the mosquito, look at the fly, look at the ant. Every creation, remember, there's a purpose. Subhanak ya Allah, everlasting glory, perfection, solely, only, exclusively for you. Huwa munazzahun anil uyubi wa naqais. He transcends every weakness, every defect, every shortcoming. And faqina adab an-nar. Save us, O Allah, from Jahannam and the punishment of the fire. So you're going to read, my brother, my sister, Mauritius and everywhere in the world, look at the world, look at the creation, look at the clouds, look at the sun, look at the moon, the stars, the lawn, the land, the sand, and you will read Surah chapter number 3, verse number 191, right up to 194, and try and by heart it as well. At this time, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to read these verses, tahajjud time, before fajr, fajr time, so we make tafakkur, tadabbur, one ponder, reflect in the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 3, verses 191 to 194.
Let's go to Alberton. Sister says, what is the story of the two Sahaba's grave, Ustad, in Iraq? And is it true seeing their faces some people became Muslim in 1920s, Ustad?
100% true. This happened, my sister, in Alberton in 1929. Write down the date, 1929. And it was just before the Hajj season. So the king of Iraq at that time saw a dream. Then he forgot about it. Then the Grand Mufti saw the dream that water is seeping into the graves of the Sahaba radiallahu an. And then he brought it to the attention of the authorities. Then the king remembered they had an emergency meeting. And they said, yes, we have to exhume the body. Whose body? Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu arda. Sahibu sirli Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman, was the confidant of the Master alayhi salatu salam. And remember Abdullah bin Jabir radiallahu anhu. I went there, mashallah, with Allah's help and mercy, hada min fadli rabbi. And then they moved it to where Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu is buried. The place is called Madain, the country is Iraq. The incident happened in 1929. Thousands of Muslims were there. The ulama of Hijaz, Makkah, Saudi Arabia, as we know it, only came into existence on 23rd September. You see September now? So they will have Yomul Watani, their national day on 23rd September. So that came into existence. So the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia came into existence 23rd September 1932. So you must remember that on 23rd September. So 23rd September they call Yomul Watani, that is National Day. So this this happened before that in 1929, and therefore till today we call Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, Taif, all these areas Al-Hijaz Al-Muqaddas. So in Hijaz the ulama said, no, you can't exhume the body of the Sahaba now because the Hajj season is very near, we want to be present. Lo and behold, they waited, and after Hajj Muharram time it happened. So you got the month Muharram, you got the year 1929, you got the place Madain, you got the country Iraq, and thousands of people were there. They exhumed the body of Sayyidina Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anhu warda, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Jabir radiallahu anhu, their bodies fresh and shining and glittering. Hundreds of non-Muslims embrace Islam. We call this Karamatul Awliya, Karamatul Sahaba. Every Sahabi is a great, great wali and a great friend of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. 100% we believe in it.
I see we've got a new listener. He says here, good morning, sir. Thank you so much for giving we non-Muslims time on your show. My name is Carl. I am from Durban, C-A-R-L, Ustad. I met a lady on Facebook. She really impressed me, sir. We went out for lunch. I did not know that she was my ex-girlfriend's mother. Sir, should I still marry this lady? I need your advice. Brother Carl, Ustad.
So Carl, now you asking me, you had a girlfriend, so why you broke up with her and so forth? You know the reasons. If you want my Islamic advice, Islam does not allow, you must remember, boyfriend, girlfriend and so forth. If you want to marry that ex-girlfriend's mother and so forth, so my advice to you will be that leave all this dating, smooching business and so forth. So get married to her as soon as possible. In Islam, we say every person should lead a pure, chaste life and no dating and trying and so forth. You ask people today, how come you got a son, daughter, you're not married? He say, no, we're doing tri-ball. You know, Carl, you know tri-ball. Before, we used to play cricket when we were young, 50, 60 years ago. So before the match start, they bowl one ball, tri-ball. Say, no, I'm making tri-ball. So Islam don't allow these things. So my advice to you, Carl, you want to get married to her and she's happy about it, then marry her. But remember, be the same religion. Otherwise, you're going to fight too much and so forth. And then our invitation to both of you will be, you have to return to your natural home. And your natural home, Carl, is to come back to Islam. Remember that. You were born with the ability to embrace Islam. Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, every child is born with the capacity, ability, capability to remain and establish Islam. So you need to come back to your natural home, my brother Carl. And for us, it's a pleasure to open this forum and platform for all of you. You ask whatever you want regarding Islam. Our function is to propagate Islam and not defend Muslims. Always draw that distinction.
Somebody says here, you see, sir, I am a lotto player and a great winner also. I give all my monies I win to my church in charity. My Muslim colleague says that I am committing more sin than doing good in giving this money. He said you can explain better. I am a new listener. Sebastian Ustad.
Sebastian Coe, he was the famous person, right? So you, Sebastian, you see, my brother Sebastian, that when you study the noble Quran, then I want to show you philology. I want to show you how beautiful the Quran Sharif is and the Ahadith Mubarakah. This is revelation. Quran Sharif, the direct words of our Creator, Almighty Allah, and the Ahadith Mubarakah, the direct words of the Master, peace be upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the last and final messenger for humanity and posterity. So the Quran Kareem uses the word al-khamr wal-maisir. Khamr is alcohol. It covers your mind, beclouds your judgment. Maisir. Maisir means easy income. Now you already confirming that fact. You say you play the lotto. You're a champion winner. So people want easy, easy income. And they play it to the tune of the people. I read a lot, you know, newspaper. Now there's no more newspaper. We just read online and so forth. So my brother, what they say, tatama chance, tatama million. Tatama chance, tatama million. So put 2 rand, put 5 rand, put 10. They will tell you the winner. The winner is Sebastian. They don't tell you the 5 million, 10 million people who lost the money. You got it, Carl? So therefore it's called Maysir. Human nature is such, they want easy income. But you might be a winner. You're not a winner all the time. You might be a winner, but see the other million people and millions of people are losers. So Maysir, that's the philology, Yusrun, easy. Second one, Qamar. So Qamar is called the new moon, the moon. So remember why, chapter 54. So why is it called Qamar, chapter 54? The increasing and decreasing, the waxing and the waning of the moon. Tonight we have to scan the sky. So now you can't see it. Then tomorrow you will see the new moon and then the waxing will take place. So increase, decrease. So now Qamar is called Qimar. So Qimar means gambling. You win, you lose. So Islam says all that is haram. So what has happened to you, Sebastian? Lucifer got hold of you. You know Lucifer. Lucifer is Satan. So you say you went to the casino, you played the lotto, you did this, and you won. You won 10,000, 100,000. Now to massage your ego, you said that I will take a half, I will take three quarter, I will take certain amount, and other amount I'll give the church. And the father in the church said, amen. So bring more, bring more. So because they also corrupted, you must remember this type of things here. So in Islam, we know your money is from the lotto, casino, and you bring to us, we tell you no. You must not go to casino, you must not play lotto. We want a pure life and a chaste life, my brother. You got it? So there will be one winner and millions of losers. So Islam says we want millions of winners and we don't want any losers. That is our message, Sebastian. Very bad habit. Leave it and ask Almighty. And then don't crook the church. The church also is corrupt and you also becoming corrupt. You must remember. Because money is sweeter than honey. Remember that nicely. So may Almighty Allah guide us to the truth. And that is Islam. 11 o'clock. We'll see you for bliss of marriage. Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.